On your Monday morning, a track from a band called Poolside. But right now, forget about Poolside, we're taking you seaside, to the seashore, in fact, and to the shores of the KZN North Coast. And by all accounts, it's a gorgeous day out there today. Seaweed Steve saying the wind is up, though, with the weather blowing in. But if you were out yesterday on our coastline, you might have seen a group of beachcombers doing really, really great work. Trying to lift as much litter off our golden sandy stretches as possible. In fact, some of it's on the table in front of me right now in the studio as we speak on a Monday morning, because Mike Gahagan, the famous beach walker, is in the house. He's walked in with he always brings presents. I'm so happy to see Mike and his plastic debris this morning. Not the plastic debris, but great to see you, Mike. Great to have you.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, Mike.
And alongside you, you've brought back up from the North Coast Shores team in the form of Amy Basson, who is looking much better than all this other stuff on the table this morning. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you guys both for a catch-up and to find out what went down this last weekend and what continues to happen as part of this ongoing beach cleanup operation that I believe is now going under the banner of North Coast Shores NT. What does that stand for, Mike?
Neat and tidy.
Neat and tidy. That's the way you need to keep things. And it looks like you've been doing it. I mean, just looking at what you've gotten, a small sample, a small selection, and in fact, one container that Mike tells me was harvested just this morning on his morning stroll. I thought you were bringing me breakfast. I was quite excited. I saw there was a takeaway container, but now you've opened it up and I see, oh my word, what an assortment of just the most incredible flotsam, I guess you could call it. From, earbuds and bottle tops to cigarette packets and cable ties and ice cream scoopers, wrappers. And this is just a cursory glance to the left, and there, this stuff is just kind of tucked in amongst the dunes. Let's take it back a second and talk about what is unfolding on a regular basis here. Because yesterday, Amy, as I understand it, there was an organized beach combing, and this is something that you've been involved with alongside Mike for some time now. Mike's been on a one-man mission for I don't know for how long, Mike, but I'm glad it's not a one-man mission anymore. I'm glad there's more team members.
In fact, if I could just interrupt there and say it's never been a one-man mission. It's been a whole team of people in different activity levels, some for short time, some for longer time. But, you know, we've got an amazing community here in Ballito. I don't think people appreciate it enough and understand how many good people we have on our shores and way beyond our shores as well, in terms of getting involved in the local activities. And all as volunteers. Some people have bought on, let's call it their gardener or somebody else that they've employed to do it on their behalf, if I could call it that, in different stretches, anywhere between the Mshlali River and Otongati River. And others, such as the organizations that I'm involved with now, have paid money to actually have people, jobs created for people, and they're full-time cleaners of our beaches. And what happens with our monthly beach cleanup, it's substantially educational. It's about trying to get the youngsters out of school that have to do, by the way, environmental compliance work certification, and introduce them to the concept of what's happening on our beaches that is all human created.
Wow.
All of this stuff in front of you now, Mike, unfortunately, I brought it and put it on your desk. I apologize for that. I'll scrub it and clean your desk later. But seriously, all of this stuff humans have dropped, thrown away, or it's got washed down a river and brought to Ballito.
And there's still no short supply of this stuff. I mean, every time you go out every month, it's bloomed again, and there it is. Amy, your involvement has been quite exciting in this last little chapter. How did you cross paths with the mission and decide to get involved in a capacity?
Well, I've always loved the environment, and especially because we live here in the in a coastal town, beach cleanups and just loving the ocean has obviously always been a mission statement, I think, for most local people, especially our surfers and anyone who goes to the beach. I think if you ever look at maybe the Ballito Pro, you see how messy and how littered our beaches can get. And so the 1 year, I was like, you know what? I'd love there to be a beach cleanup. And I was like, oh my word, I don't think I have the capacity to organize it. And then mom just sent me a link one day and was like, hey, I see there's this beach cleanup that's been organized. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I started going and kind of never stopped going. And then I became a permanent fixture. Mike could not get rid of me.
It's like a barnacle.
Yeah, 100%. And now it's gotten to the point where at our last beach cleanup, we had, I think it was 35 attendees. And we've picked up something like, I think it was 56.8 kilograms of rubbish, litter, if you will. Wow. And as you can see, it's a buffet. It's a spread of all kinds of litter you can find. And it most of it starts in your home, as Mike would say. And I think what we aim to do with this beach cleanup, like Mike says, it is meant to be educational for the kids, which is why we do it once a month. But it's also to bring awareness to everyone involved so that you can see just where you can start in your own home.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
If that's just making a simple switch to reducing some kind of single-use plastic thing. I see earbuds are a big feature, hey?
you won't believe it. Earbuds and lolly sticks and the equivalent.
Those and little things.
Things that are much worse than that. By the way, we always talk about microplastics in a general sense and not a specific product.
Yeah.
I want you just to think about, Mike, what is this weigh? And when Amy says, we collected off the beach, and I can show you a picture of the bags that were taken away yesterday by KDM after we had finished. To get to 50 kgs, how much must have you collected of this stuff?
How many drinking straws go into making a bag?
It's not that we're taking logs off the beach or trunks of trees or anything like that. This is what I call microplastics, whether it's polystyrene or whether it's plastic or paper.
Well, when you paint that picture, suddenly you realize the volume of stuff that is. And a lot of it's kind of dispersed and sort of mixed in amongst the sand. And I'm looking at just this little jar of Nurdles, these tiny plastic beads that once they're in amongst the sand, they almost kind of become invisible. But if you had to, I think at any stretch of beach, grab a sieve and scoop up a single serving and give it a shake, I'm sure at the end you're going to find a good few Nurdles sitting there, because these things are now so endemic and widely dispersed along our coastline. And they're leaching into the ecosystem and affecting things on a microscopic level that would, I mean, if you had to go into it, it's very depressing. Do you get despondent at all, Mike, in the face of this kind of never-ending tide? Or how do you keep the stoke going, the flame of
hope? Mike, you can never get despondent, and you've always got to keep saying tomorrow's another day. In fact, don't even think tomorrow's another day. You cleaned up this morning, this afternoon's another time. In other words, the tide's moving, as you know, on a six-hour cycle, more or less, and effectively, whatever you cleaned up now is going to get replaced in 6 hours' time, so it never stops. Also, I just want to go back to the Nurdle concept, because maybe people don't understand the name and what that's about. Nurdles effectively are an imported product that come in substantially from China. And this is the product that is melted down and it gets formed again into our plastic containers or bottles. Mm. I won't mention any particular liquid product, drinking product or whatever. But obviously to make their bottles, whether it's 250 or 350 or 500 or 1 liter or whatever, that's how they get it. And what happened quite a few years ago now, probably about 10, I would guess, two ships knocked each other in the Durban harbor and a container went off each, and all of our coastline got coated in Nurdles. And these spread far and wide, and I'm talking all the way to Mozambique and all the way around to Namibia. That's how they drifted, and we still are collecting them today. What's more concerning, and you'll see blue ones here, these blue Nurdles actually only landed on our beaches a few months ago.
This is
the latest lot that's come. It hasn't been detected from where yet, but obviously it got dropped off a ship somewhere in an ocean crossing.
Oh, my word.
But now our bigger problem with these things, and I'll come back to two things here, but number one is Nurdles are designed never to break down.
So they are like forever.
So if it's on the beach, it's going to last for probably 500 years as a little Nurdle. Obviously, when you break it up and form it into a bottle, then it obviously has got a life. Let's call it a few months or a couple of years. But basically, in Nurdle form, this tiny little pip which is smaller than a fingernail, that effectively has got about 500 years life.
Whoa.
And that is really frightening. And the bigger issue about all these things that we're talking about and how these projects all started was the concept of ocean preservation and conservation and saving our marine life. So can you imagine, and that's why I talk about microplastics, floating in the ocean, and we'll just pick up anything here, is something green or blue, and a turtle or a fish or a dolphin or whatever sees it floating past and saying there's something to eat and swallows it. Now that's not going to ever break down, gets stuck in the throat, breaks up the ability to take other food in, and they die, or they needed to go into rehabilitation. And that's where we have another project involving SAMBRA, South African Marine Biology and Research Association, down at Ushaka.
Yeah.
And we're involved in one of our other projects there, rehabilitating turtles.
This is the thing, it's got so many different tentacles to it that, you know, we could do a whole podcast, I think, diving deep into all the different facets of the operation. But for someone who's listening right now in the traffic and interested, wanting to find out a bit more about where they can get in touch and get involved in some way, and when the next activation, the next beach cleanup is happening, and if there's a school listening or a parent with connections who wants to see if they can get some young guns out on the sand, maybe doing some hours, some community service things, maybe getting a little certificate of completion, because I believe that's something you offer. Am I right, Amy?
That is something we offer. So our beach cleanups are on the last Sunday of every month. During the summer and spring, our hours are 7 to 9, and then we move them during the winter because obviously the sun rises later and people want to sleep in. Mm. So we do 8 to 10. But you can check our social media to make sure those times, which is our North Coast Beaches. That's our tag, at North Coast Beaches. From there, you can contact us. You can email me personally at aimsybasson01@gmail.com. Furthermore, for those who want to join, you can also go and just look online. There are other websites as well where you can just donate to their causes as well. But remember, at the end of the day, any participation is welcome. If you just want to help out and volunteer on the beach 2 hours once a month, more than welcome. If you want to be active on social media by spreading awareness, that's also welcome. At the end of the day, every activity helps. Every little bit counts. There's a reason why, even if you're picking up, like we do, 50 kilograms once a month, it adds up to almost 4 tons from last year.
That is,
and that includes the people we have permanently employed on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Amazing. And Mike, from your perspective, any last words you want to leave a listener with to help give them that little bit of motivation, that little bit of inspiration to take
action? So I would encourage everybody to start as early as they can in their life. In other words, youth must start first. Start in your own house. It's about like trying to save the world. You can't save the world. Don't worry about saving South Africa. Don't worry about saving KZN. Start in your own house. Then work into your street. Then work into your neighborhood. And do things in progressive ways. And so the concept of recycling is very important, whether it's the plastic or the lids that I brought you today, another wonderful collection in a 5-liter can. And all of these, we have places where they go to, and it's converted into something else. Everything in life can be recycled.
Well, there you go. Food for thought on a Monday, a marvelous Monday morning. And if you want to get involved, well, you know now where to go and find a little bit of info online, but there's nothing like actually having boots on the ground, feet in the sand, and being part of a community initiative like this. It's really, we're all the better for having this mission unfolding on our North Coast shores. And NT, hey?
Neat and tidy.
That's what it's all about. My special guests in the studio from the North Coast shores, Mike Gahagan, Amy Basson. And Amy, on the social media, one more time, the tag is North Coast Beaches, eh?
Yes, North Coast Beaches.
You'll find the info there. We're going to take a little pic and put up the links on our socials as well, the Radio Life and Style social media platforms. And for this Monday, we're gonna put a pin in it for now. You can leave this lovely stuff on the desk here, Mike. we'll think about it all day today. And for Dave Caselli, he'll be very confused when he gets in later on. But I'm glad that this stuff is here rather than still out there on the sand. And more power to you guys. I'll see you on a Sunday. How about that?
See you on the beach.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.